Hello and welcome to Terrifying Robot Dog. I'm Jonathan Stark.
And I'm Kelly Shaver.
And we're here to talk about how technology is changing.
We're done.
Classic. That's our show for this week. And we're here to talk about how technology is changing the way we interact with the world. This week, we talk about the end. TRD fading to black. I've been talking for an hour straight, so.
Yeah, you have been. I've been listening to you for an hour straight, so.
I am tongue-tied to beat the band, so this ought to be an interesting culmination.
Yeah, it's an after dark during the day.
Very nice. Well, dear listener, we come to you with mixed emotions today.
Yes.
It's the beginning of the end and the end of the beginning. That was super deep and doesn't make any sense. But
it doesn't. No, we may be romanticizing this just a tad bit.
It's possible. I got one email from someone who was like, "Oh, looking forward to Third Order."
Yeah, I got a couple of those too. And in fact, the Third Order mailing list is up to 10 whole live, real people.
Muy impressive.
Talk about a growth spike, yeah.
Hey, you got to nurture that kindling. Small flame.
Yeah, you know, for something I've put essentially no effort into promoting so far, I'm happy with 10.
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea. I love it.
I do too, and I'm doing some refining and nailing down exactly how I want to tell the stories and all of that sort of stuff, and I might possibly, haven't confirmed yet, but might possibly be picking up a co-author / co-host, or at least a semi-regular contributor.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I have a strange, weird, wild, wacky connection.
Okay.
This episode, dear listener, that you're listening to is going to be published on Friday, October 13th.
Oh, it is.
Which is mini Halloween, as everyone knows.
I actually was not aware of this until you said it a couple of weeks ago.
I might have made it up.
You might have.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's a thing. And mini Halloween 2017, in fact, is the day that the Lore Podcast television show is going to launch on Netflix.
Oh, I saw something about this just yesterday, and I went, wow, it's a television show now. So,
great
congratulations,
podcast.
Aaron.
Great podcast. Little known fact, Aaron made the artwork for Terrifying Robot Dog.
Yes, he designed our Terrifying Robot Dog logo.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you haven't, and I'm sure you have listened to Lore, the podcast, if you haven't, you should check it out because it is a fabulous podcast. Very spooky. I think the tagline for the TV show is sometimes the scariest stories are true. Mm. Ugh, I give myself the chills. It's super creepy. He's the Rod Serling of our generation. And I was like, when he first launched the podcast, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work for him because his voice is so creepy that the sponsors are going to pull out. Because when he would read when he would read the ads for Stamps.com, I was getting creeped out by Stamps.com. It's really great. And the thing that it's like, I told you, this is going to be rough. I just did a webinar for a solid hour and 15 minutes, and my tongue is literally sprained. So I'm going to do my best. But Third Order strikes me as the same kind of podcast, not content wise, but it's an entertainment podcast.
It was actually very much inspired by Lore.
Yeah, I am very excited for this. Not to put too much pressure on you or anything, but if you don't do this, I'm going to come to Kentucky and take off my shoe and hit you over the head with it.
Okay. Yeah. If it'll get you down for dinner, maybe I should.
If it's warm, it might be a flip flop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So excellent. I'm very much looking forward to Third Order. It's in the spirit, sort of in the future. I think it's like the future spirit of a Lore style podcast. Black Mirror type of thing. Very excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first had the idea, I thought it's kind of like, this is, I want this to be kind of a mix of like Lore meets Black Mirror.
Mm. Yes.
Is what I'm aiming for. So we will see. Hopefully I can pull it off.
Do you have any updates?
Well.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. Right. Other than the big one.
Just continuing to refine, and I'm starting to feel more confident and feel better about the sort of stylistic approach I want to take to it, as I tend to refine those first couple of story ideas and things more. And it's starting to sort of, I guess, kind of develop a voice,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. So I feel that's good.
Excellent. Well, my expectations are sky high.
No pressure at all. No pressure at all.
I'm just excited. Okay. So I think we have shout outs too, you said, or is that?
I have a shout out. It's not exactly related to the show. It's just a good friend of mine and a friend of his have started a site. It might be interesting to the listeners of the show. And the site is deeplyai.com. And their aim is to take a look at emerging artificial intelligence and developments in that area. And as opposed to us, where we were taking the sort of social impact of this, they're looking at more of the business impacts of these emerging AI technologies. And so might be of interest to some of you.
Very cool. Does sound good. All right. So this week, Kelly came across an article that it seemed like a great topic for,
to end on.
Yeah, to sort of leave you with.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
Lord, never mind over.
Yes, our Lord and Savior, Robot Jesus.
Exactly. Oh, man, AI Jesus is here,
mm-hmm.
folks. So do you want to, I don't know if you can summarize the article.
Yes, former Google engineer Anthony Lewandowski,
mm-hmm.
who I believe was involved in some scandal at Google over the stealing of some code for self-driving cars and that sort of thing. And perhaps for other reasons, perhaps as a result of that, he has left Google. And as one tends to do when leaving such large companies as this, he decided to go off and found a church. So he has founded a church to artificial intelligence.
Mm.
He's looking for the AI godhead, as he calls it.
Way of the future.
Yes.
So. Okay. So yeah, he is in the middle of a trade secret lawsuit between mm-hmm. Uber and Waymo, which is something that I guess Google bought.
Yeah, it's an Alphabet company now, I believe.
Okay. And so this guy's like a Silicon Valley millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, you know, well-known media outlets like Wired have a version of this article in Engadget. I saw it in Engadget. There's some other ones.
Yeah, the first one I read was on The Guardian, and yeah.
And they all basically have the same story, which is nothing. There's no story. There's a lead that this guy, basically they're saying, oh, look, a cuckoo penny Silicon Valley goofball.
Millionaire did this thing, yeah.
Yeah, to like the clickbait, and then you get into it and there's no information whatsoever.
Right, it's like a page of nothing.
Yeah, the whole article is about the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I have like a bunch of, I have like at least three strong reactions to this.
Yeah, me too.
One.
Let's see how they line up.
Yeah, okay. One is, give me a break, Wired and everyone else. There's no story here. Okay. Okay, clickbait, mm-hmm. that's not radical. We get that. The other thing is, this, you know, in every article, they have tried to reach out to Anthony and he hasn't gotten back to them because it's probably a joke,
right?
or
it's something he did for attention,
or it's something
like
he
a distraction.
Yes, it could be. It certainly could be that. I didn't think of that, but that's a great idea. And it or/ this is supposed to be or potentially could be a nonprofit, and he's a millionaire, so maybe he's just looking for a tax shelter.
Right. It is a.
But it did get us thinking.
It did.
What would an AI godhead be? Like, what even is that? Nobody even explains what it might be.
My initial impression was Max Headroom. That was my first mental image.
Awesome. Awesome. We're going to have to link to that for the youngsters. What's a Godhead for? What is it? Like, what's it for? So is it something that, let's say you had, something to pray to, right? Mm-hmm. Or focus your thoughts. Let's call it focusing your thoughts. Cause I feel like that's what, I'm not a prayer guy, but yeah. It seems like a branch of meditation where you're focusing your thoughts on a desired outcome. So you could consider that positive thinking, I suppose. Or something in that same category, maybe some overlap in that Venn diagram. But if you made an AI, let's call it Max Jesus.
Okay.
Would you, instead of kneeling down next to your bed, would you like pull him up on your phone and be like, Max Jesus, please, for Christmas, I want the orange bike with the training wheels, not the red one. I want the orange bike with the training wheels.
The orange one. And if you're truly devout, do you have like this altar in the form of a 13-inch green monitor and a nice mechanical keyboard where you go and log into the command line and
nice. Like the God CLI.
Yeah.
Or wonder if there's here's an angle that you could go. You could have a whole You could have a whole nonprofit company, like any what are they called? Mega churches?
Mm-hmm.
Like a mega church that has like all these products, but they'd be like physical IoT digital device type products that you could put around your house, almost shrine like, or like candles, like you might have candles.
Okay.
You know? That are connected to, like an Alexa type interface.
Connected to a device that gives you a direct voice interface to Max Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps, magic 8-ball-like responses that are, through machine learning and AI, actually motivational or relevant or wise. So if you imagine prayer as voice input, okay, I'm really trying to get my head around what would this even be. And I guess if you imagine voice input, then you could imagine it giving you wise advice back that was actually good based on your profile, your personality, all of your things. Could that possibly be like a thing?
Like, say Max Jesus has collected all this data about you and does some mystical spiritual analysis of you and recommends what it thinks would be good for your mental and emotional well-being.
Right. Almost like a shrink.
Yeah, I just started to say it's like having your own therapist.
But it'd be for bigger. It'd be more for existential questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's really easy to picture some sort of like LED Max Jesus candle that flickers when you're like, would there be a sin type thing?
I don't know.
Does this require? I guess this requires an entire religion.
Yeah, like, what's your belief set?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some sort of ethical code, and how does that relate to artificial intelligence and the use of artificial intelligence? Is there similarly an AI devil?
Ooh. There has to be. Is that...
Well, not all religions have an equal and opposite baddie, but...
Okay.
I think for the purposes of keeping... The Church of Max Jesus interesting, we should go with it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's no like anti-Buddha, is there?
Yeah, we'll put him somewhere in a data center in New Jersey. And
okay. I don't know. I mean, I could kind of see this. So, like, what was that chat thing? There was this, a while back, there was a non-voice chat bot. It was almost like a proof of concept thing years ago. I want to say it was the 80s that people knew was fake, but still would have conversations with.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was like on AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about.
All right, we'll dig it up and link to it. But it was like a thesis project or like a proof of concept type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably remembering it wrong, but it was something like the researcher used it. You know, people tested it and said, like, hey, here's this thing. Could you test it? I'm curious how people interact with it. But then they started to develop what, from all outside appearances, looked like kind of like a relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't
good AI chatbot. It was obviously very fake.
Yeah. It was very procedural, you know, like decision tree type of thing. And still, like, you could easily throw it off track, but still people would interact with it. And it's almost like there's something hardwired about the human brain that kind of lets you
reach out.
Yeah. It just lets you slip into that connection mode. That sort of suspension of disbelief thing and just be like, yeah, you know, I know it's not real, but I do feel better after I chat with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty quickly this gets to like, what's the point of religion?
Yeah, it does. And I was trying not to go down that road. Yeah. I don't want to, instead I will just make fun of the newly invented ones.
Right.
not touching the traditional.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really anti-religion personally.
No, not either.
No, I know. But just for the record, I'm not anti-religion. I'm not super into like organized religion, but I wouldn't call myself a non-spiritual person. I mean, I've done shrooms, right. So obviously. but it is interesting to imagine something that is well known to be man-made.
Mm-hmm.
It's like reverse, right? It's like, oh, well, like what happens when you create a god?
Yeah, you know, that's, and again, I think that's part of what makes this interesting, because when you think of religion, you think of some kind of transcendent, spiritual, greater than us being, and to want to slap that label onto an artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Like, okay, Zeus or physics, you could worship either one.
Mm-hmm.
But neither one was like created by humans.
Right.
Well, I guess Zeus. Sorry, people who believe in Zeus. But, well, like, what are some other? Like, I keep on thinking about Scientology because it's mm-hmm. the most modern religion that I can think of that was created by a person, clearly created by a person. Like, not even pretend. Like, yeah, like L. Ron Hubbard created this religion. I took the opportunity to look up a little bit about Scientology.
Okay.
Because I was curious if there was a god, and there isn't in that religion. So
aren't there aliens?
Not. I've heard that, but they were not mentioned in anything I just read.
Okay.
The thing that is worshipped, to paraphrase dramatically, the thing that is worshipped is the analytic mind, and anything that gets in the way of pure rationality is bad. So that's like a bad thing. Call it a sin, or call it something to be overcome or cleared or whatever.
That sounds more like a Vulcan religion.
It really does. And you know, whatever you, dear listener, your opinions about Scientology are, I mean, basically everything I know about it is from watching Tom Cruise on Oprah, but the premise for it's pitched as very rational, I should say. And, you know, you're not asked to accept anything on faith. And, you know, the idea is to remove anything that has been sort of inflicted on your mind that's causing you to not experience reality in its true form. So it's actually, now that I say that out loud, it sounds very like Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah, I just started to say I can see how that would be appealing to people. And I mean, yeah, I've heard strange things about Scientology, but if you were just sitting down and saying that to me for the first time and I had no preconceptions about what you were talking about, I can see how that would be appealing to people. And so maybe that's you know, maybe I could see more of where this worshiping an AI Max Jesus head could be appealing. And I mean, I guess what I'm getting hung up on is just that, is the idea of worship, and because you typically think that you typically think of a religious being as something that is spiritually greater than you, or an overseer, or that type of thing. And maybe they mean religion more in the Buddhist sense, where it's more of a sort of all-encompassing philosophy and moral code and actions and that sort of thing, rather than sort of paying homage to some greater being.
Yeah, more like an inner spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm like mostly, I went to a Catholic high school, but I didn't go to church really of any kind. And my best friend's Jewish. So mostly, you know, growing up, I'm mostly exposed to like the Judeo-Christian tradition, but not like not like somebody who went to catechism. Like, I don't think I was baptized, all that stuff. So I'm not really, but it is the one that I'm most familiar with, and it is very patriarchal. I don't think that's in debate.
Yeah, I grew up in a Southern Baptist sort of environment, so.
Yeah, so not, I don't have, like, so all of my sort of, my instincts are very weak, but focused on those traditions. So you might be right, like, because when you think about it, you think about other types of religions, they're not, but a Godhead, like, that just sounds like it's that type where
it does.
You've got like a boss. There's like a CEO of the religion.
Right. Like some omnipotent overseer that, and everyone else within that religion is in the hierarchical sense below this person. Mm. And to ascribe that to an artificial intelligence to me seems a little odd.
Mm. But maybe it's more like a religion concierge. Or like a spirituality concierge, like someone who would an entity or a being.
The spiritual being is more the servant rather than the the one you're serving.
Right. Godhead would be a weird choice for a servant, but
yeah,
okay.
It would be.
But you could imagine, like, well, maybe it is more like Timothy Leary, like guiding you through your trip, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I want very much for, I think Max Jesus should be voiced by Morgan Freeman.
Yes. Done.
I could get behind it at that point.
What would be the training data? So like all, like machine
Your
learning.
Your Google account?
Right. Would it be individual?
Like, would you be learning its tenets, or would it be learning from you, or would it be a combination thereof?
Right. Like maybe the training data would be like whatever the, you could imagine it being the, based on sort of the general wisdom part, you could imagine it being based on sort of big religious documents.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of different religions and different tenets and texts and holy scripture and that sort of thing. And in some ways, they vary wildly in their approach.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of commonality too, in that a big part of most religions out there is just things you can do to be a good person and be kind to others.
Yeah. I think it gets, yeah, like it's, of course, would be crazy complicated to really try and find the overlap. And there have been like centuries of theologians debating meanings of translations, and it's so complicated. Who could possibly figure it out? No one. Wait a second. I know who can figure it out.
This just gigantic super intelligent.
Yeah. Like to sort of find a common theme or a set of common themes, kind of like the AI commandments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And find like a the fundamental overlap between like Zen cones and the Old Testament.
Yeah, like that thou shalt not control alt delete.
Thou shalt not call customer service without rebooting first.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's Apple Watch version 3 with cellular, because those are sweet.
Thou shalt not hack thy neighbor.
There's a good one. Oh, man. I don't know. Like, who knows? Silicon Valley, like, maybe the guy's a wingnut. Maybe he's a tax dodger. I don't know, but it seems like...
I mean, the guy's already involved in some shady business. I'm betting tax shelter.
Yeah. At the same time, it seems inevitable. Like, if he doesn't do it, someone's gonna.
Once artificial intelligence becomes ubiquitous, then, you know, maybe it genuinely will pop up as you have followers of an AI religion or worshippers of artificial intelligence. And it might be a cult fringe thing, but
right.
It seems like something humans would do.
Right. And there was, I mean, if you read Neuromancer, I mean, like, Neuromancer was kind of like a god.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one called? Wintermute. It was like Wintermute and Neuromancer were sort of like they were the yin-yang, let's call it, the yin-yang AIs that had sort of managed to grow unchecked into this just vast expanse of power, really. I mean, it was really power.
Did you ever finish reading the Ender trilogy, or did you stop at Ender's Game?
Stopped at Ender's Game.
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to finish it because the second and third books, actually, I say trilogy, but I believe it's four books. But the second and third books are some of the best sci-fi I have ever read.
Wow.
But there is also an artificial intelligence there that sort of lives within the Ansible network that has that sort of power. And it just made me think of that. Yeah.
Mm, interesting. Yeah. I mean, it calls into question what a religion really is. And if mm-hmm. it's like a source of spiritual guidance that you use to guide your behavior and actions in the world, well, why wouldn't it work?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, in a sense, you could call like a really popular motivational poster a religion underneath that kind of definition. But
Right. I mean, I guess the big question is, does a religion need an all-powerful deity? And I think it probably doesn't. I think that's probably just our familiarity with and view of the Abrahamic religions versus the many other religions that exist in the world.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that would be more realistic to imagine that it's just a completely new thing, like a new kind of way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can shake our tiny fists at it, yell get off our lawn.
Yell up at the cloud, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, old man yells at cloud.
Yeah, the whole new meaning to, like, God in the clouds, right? It's like God lives on AWS. Man, that's so trippy.
Yeah.
Huh. That's our show for today.
Yeah, I kind of don't have much else to say. It's been a fun 7 years.
Has it been 7 years?
I feel like we started Niche in 2009, actually.
That might be right.
Look, so it was April 9th of 2012. So it's been 5.5 years of podcasting together.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now we're
breaking up.
For now.
For now, yeah.
Then we shall see. Well, I guess that's it for this week and this season and this show.
And this show, yeah. Some fun things to think about.
Maybe we'll all be worshiping a terrifying robot dog in the future. That'd be so much cuter.
Yeah, it would be.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Dear listener, it's all for you. And we will hopefully see you, or Kelly will hopefully see you, or at the Third Order Podcast starting in November.
You can go to thirdorderpodcast.com and bookmark it for future reference and join the mailing list.
Very nice. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. How's that for an awkward ending?
Yeah, that's awkward. We should maybe say bye now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.